In a Democratic seasonal exercise, the New York Times recently assigned each state in the Union and the District of Columbia a Thanksgiving recipe. There are some great recipes in the lineup, of course. D.C. gets garam masala pumpkin tart, a South Asian treat. Idaho gets Hasselback potatoes with garlic paprika oil. That might be expected. New Mexico gets slow-cooked red chili turkey. But the state of Minnesota landed grape salad as its state Thanksgiving recipe. Rachel Hutton is editor-in-chief at the Minnesota Monthly. She's written about food for various Minnesota publications for the last decade. Grape salad, now I'm familiar with grape salad. It's not the most challenging recipe in the world. How do you feel about this, Rachel?
John, I'm impressed that you've heard of grape salad because everyone else that I've talked to seems to have never heard of it before.
My mother used to make it. She's a Midwesterner.
You know, I'm familiar with kind of a deconstructed version of it, which would be taking the sour cream and the brown sugar that they specified and dipping fruit in it. You could dip grapes in it or strawberries or things like that. But I'd actually never heard of a grape salad. So, you know, I did what I only knew to do, which was called my mother, who is a repository of a bunch of those church basement Lutheran cookbooks. And she actually had heard of grape salad, but a different version of it where you slice the grapes, put them in a baking pan, put the other ingredients on top and broil it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, my mother never broiled it. It was always sliced grapes with some sort of creamy kind of sour cream, mayo sort of sugary thing. And my brother always claimed that the first time he ate that when he was 5 years old, he had a stomach ache ever since. He's still complaining of the same stomach ache. So what's Minnesota going to do about this?
Oh, no. Well, it sounds like a lot of people are up in arms. You know, the Twitterverse is kind of going crazy. There was something in the Star Tribune newspaper this morning sort of about the backlash. But I don't know. I think we maybe should embrace the grape and maybe people make this recipe for Thanksgiving and enjoy it. Or maybe they'll just stick to their traditional Jell-O salads, you know, which would be kind of, in my mind, more of a sort of Minnesota vernacular
And Jell-O is actually grown in Minnesota. I don't know if grapes are grown in Minnesota, right?
We have a small wine industry. I don't know that they're table grapes, but wine grapes.
Well, let's just say that you know, we're going to erase this completely from the memory. What is a great, in your view, Minnesota Thanksgiving style recipe?
I mean, so many ways that you could go, John. But I suppose, you know, the classic, another classic that people think of with Minnesota is, of course, hot dish. Although the thing with hot dish that I think maybe those outside of the Midwest don't understand is that it's not a special thing that you'd have on Thanksgiving. It's more of a Tuesday night kind of thing. So I might actually suggest my mom's turkey hot dish recipe that you use the leftover Thanksgiving turkey for, and you add a can of cream of celery soup, and you crush Ritz crackers on top, put some pats of butter on it, and bake that in the oven, and then you sprinkle poppy seeds on top.
That sounds so completely Minnesota, and even for people who might object to the cheesiness of the Ritz crackers, it's still better than grape salad, right?
Maybe you could have them together. We'll split the difference.
Rachel Hutton is editor-in-chief at Minnesota Monthly. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Objecting to grape salad? Well, save your objections to Thanksgiving when we'll be spending a lot of time with the Sporkful's Dan Pashman mapping out your best strategy for tackling Thanksgiving, what to cook, when to eat, and how to get the holiday just right. That's all next week on The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.